Boker Tov, everyone. We are up to page 132. Before we start page 132, I was told I skipped a line of in the middle of Sif Hei. So we'll just read the line over there in Sif Hei that we skipped. We were talking about the different shims that are a bad simin that men might have to fast for them. We said over here in the Mechaber three lines at the top of the page. Ve'elu Hein. Okay, it says over here, sorry, let's start from a couple words before. Ve'elu Ma'arim Shenitza Besvarin Kadmoni. Shal Shlosha Chalomos Misanim Mishavos. There are three fasts that one has to fast for. There are three different dreams that one has to fast for on Shabbos. Ve'elu Hein. These are the ones. Haruah Sefer Torah Shenitzraf. And someone sees a Sefer Torah that gets burnt. Oh, Yom HaKippurim B'Shas Ni'ilo. Oh, Koros Beito. We read that line. Sorry. Okay, this has the other course, Beso, Oshino Shanafla. I think we read them anyways. Okay, we did a little chazara on those lines. Okay, fine. Let's move on now. We are up to, Sif Ches over here. Okay, Sreish Pei Ches, Sif Ches, the bottom of page 131. Eimi Sani Al Shum Tzara Miatzara's Klau. One does not have to fast for any Tzara Miatzara's Klau. Meaning we do not fast for any certain Tzara that's in Klau. So we don't have a public fast or even a private fast for a Tzara. Amongst the people on Shabbos. We don't do that on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here. Sivkan kafe ashum tzara. Hainu afila otan shumavor besamach. Shizuakim ischan eliam. Soon we'll see certain things that you're allowed to daven for on Shabbos. Okay? Those we do not fast for. Okay? Fine. Siv test over here. Here's the examples over here in terms of, okay, we don't fast. Are we allowed to daven for them because they're bakashas to be saved for certain things? Says the Mechaber Siv test ain't so akin. We do not scream out, meaning in tefillah, v'lo matrin bo al shum tzara. Okay, and we do not do different things. Matrin was different ways of calling out to Kodesh Baruch Hu. We do not do this on Shabbos. Chutz mitzaras hamezonos, except for, if there's a tzara that's not going to be enough food, shitzo'akim aleh b'peh b'shabbos v'lo b'shofar. Over there we could daven with our mouth, we could call out to Kodesh Baruch Hu with our mouth, but we do not blow tekiyas shofar. Okay, in the back of the day, they used to blow tekiyas shofar to awaken the nation and on tefillah. That we do not do. V'chein, another example that we also daven for. Irshi kifua nasim onar. If there are goyim who surround the city, or there's about to be a flood in the city, the riverbanks are overflowing into the city, usfina metravens bayam, or you know, for a boat is lost at sea, or it's drowning at sea, v'afilu al yachid anirda. Or even a yachid, even if it's a specific person who is being chased by goyim or by bandits, oh, by ruach ra, that means a shade has entered into this specific person, and that type of these types of tzorah, one is allowed to daven for on Shabbos. Okay, zo'akin u'mischanin b'tfilos b'Shabbos, avalein tokin. You're allowed to zo'ek, you're allowed to mitchanein. Okay, you're allowed to do different tefillahs, you're allowed to beg to Kodesh Baruch Hu in tefillah on Shabbos, but we do not blow shofar. Elim came, toking the kabitza'am, lazor lachem ulatzilam. Unless the reason for the tekiyah shofar, it's known in the city if a certain type of tekiyah shofar is blown, it's to gather the people in the city. If it's in order to gather the people in the city to go out and help the people, to save people, to protect the city, whatever it might be, then you would even be allowed to blow the shofar via the common simitophical via involved. See, you'd give them. Fine. Yud. Nir daf mine ruach ra shamro, that which we say that someone is being chased by ruach ra, which we said is by shadim, a shade nichnas bo. Okay, lav daf gets lav daf for ruach ra. That only do a din, the chola sheish ba sakana sayom. Any type of chola that has a sakana that day. Okay, one example is a shade. Other examples, any other type of chola that is sakana bo ba yom, is a sakana on Shabbos. Zo'akim uschanim, you're allowed to get a special tilum together. You're allowed to call it to Kodesh Baruch Hu to daven for that person even on Shabbos. V'chein no'agu lomar mitzalim b'Shabbos al chol musukanim sakanas hayom. And therefore people say that we daven for mitzali from the Lashon of America, Aramaic of tefillah. We daven for people on Shabbos for cholim and musukanim sakanas hayom. Someone who is a choli sakanas hayom, meaning, like we said, the example might be someone that is in a car accident and his life is hanging in the balance. Someone who's a sakana on that day, you're allowed to have public tefillahs, you're allowed to be zoic for that person. Says the Ramah, v'chein mutu levarich ha-chola mesukon bo bayom. You could do a mishaberech v'cholam also on a mesukon bo bayom. But if it's not a mesukon bo bayom, as we mentioned before, the Mishnah Berurah points out over here, sikon kaches, aval misha einu mesukon. Someone who is not a chola mesukon bo bayom, even though he might be something that is pekach nefesh, but it's not a mesukon bo bayom, Lo, then you're not allowed to daven for the other zoik. Ukishaosi mishaberech lechola shembo sakana. When you do a mishaberech for a chola that does not have a sakana, omer shabbos imelizug or refuah kavalavu. Shabbos is we're not really supposed to call out, but refuah kavalavu should have a refuah. Okay, that's what it brings out over here. Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Neventhal points out over here. Dirmas lo. Aval b'Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippurim kulam chashivi kasakana bo v'yom, and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, all of Klal Yisrael, the public and each individual, is considered a chola smesukan bo v'yom shari tzarich likatev lachatev b'yom l'chaim, because this is the day that Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to write or chotev the Klal Yisrael in either in the book of life or the book of death. So everyone's considered a sakana yom. That's why we're zoic, and especially on Yom Kippur during that time. Fine. Moving on now, so Zimin Reish Beites, Seder Suda Shachar Shoboker Shabbos, we moved on to the actual Suda of the morning. Now, a little bit of an introduction about the Suda Shabbos in the morning. We actually hold that the Suda of the daytime, Kavod Yom, is greater than Kavod Laila. The Seder, the Suda of the daytime is more chashuv than the Suda night. Meaning, if you only have one tavshil to eat, the only one chashuv food to eat, better to have it during the daytime than the nighttime. There's a technical problem. It's much more difficult to warm up food, to have hot food on Shabbos day than it is to Friday night. It's easier Erev Shabbos, you can have things over the fire, you can have it hot as the Shabbos comes in, as opposed to Shabbos day, unless you have things in the crock pot. So, Hatanki Kvark, so we hold Kavod Yom is greater than Kavod Laila. So as Rosh Hashiva just asked though, then why do we see that Kiddush Friday night is much more chashuv than Kiddush during the day? We hold Kiddush Friday night is Del Raisa. We call Shabbos day Kiddush, Kiddush Rabbah, the great Kiddush, but not because it's great. It's Lashon Sagi Nahor, as the Mishnah Berurah points out in Siv Katan Gimel. We'll see it inside. It's just in, because it's not so chashuv. Okay, Shabbos day Kiddush is not as chashuv as Friday night. Why is this? Because it's very simple, because we have a mitzvah Del Raisa to Mekadish the day. Okay, a mitzvah Del Raisa to Mekadish the day. Friday night, we say Kiddush, so we already mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kiddush when we mekadish at night. It's once a day. It's a one-time thing that we mekadish mid'oraisa. So that's the Kiddush that we say Friday night, not because the Suda is more chashuv, because Kiddush is chashuv. Kiddush, though, we have to say Friday night, so you already technically fulfill that chiyuv of the Kiddush d'oraisa. Okay, Chazal metakin to also do a Kiddush during the day. We call Kiddushu Rabbah, and therefore we say Berei Pria Goffin during the day. Let's see the Mechaber inside now. Yei Shulchan Aruch Umito Mutzuos Yafu. That means that the table should be set nicely, your bed should be made. Shabbos is an Indian for the house to look nice, even if you're not sleeping right now. Take your, the house look nice. Mutzas yafa, umapa prusa kamoba suda salayla, and a tablecloth should be spread out also at suda salayla. Just like suda salayla. V'yavarech ala yayim borei pira gafen v'hu nikra kiddush rabba. And we make borei pira gafen on wine, and that is considered kiddush rabba, as I pointed out over before. Sivkot and gimel kiddush rabba. V'nikra b'lashin zeh, shukamoshi karin sagein or. This Kiddush is not the Raisa. Rashi Tiknua likfot Shabbos achsmuach vasmechu akra kiddisa bigamar. Okay, so we go ahead and make Kiddush. V'achar kach yitol yadav. Afterwards, we wash our hands for netilas yadayim. Okay, v'yivsa alechem mishnah kama b'layla v'yisod. Exactly how we were both say on lechem mishnah Friday night, which you learned earlier on. So too, we have to be able to say on lechem mishnah at the Suddah of Shachas. The Gamza Kiddush Sarich Shiabu Malkam Suda. This Kiddush also is a requirement to be Kiddush Bivakam Suda. You can't just hear Kiddush and Shul without eating and then go home and then add the Suda. That's not considered Kiddush Malkam Suda. You need Kiddush Malkam Suda like we learned earlier on in Reish Ayin Aleph. Vishalo Yitem Kodim Lo Klum Kababa Kiddush Alayla. And you're not allowed to eat anything, before Kiddush of the daytime. Just like a Kiddush Alayla, you're not allowed to eat. You're not allowed to eat. We'll get back to that in a couple minutes. Umiyu. Lishtot mayim baboker kodam tefila mutter. Drinking water before davening, that's going to be mutter. Once you have daven shacharis, when the chiyuv of Kiddush comes in, you're no longer allowed to drink even water. Because there is no chova of Kiddush. So that is the mechaber over here in Sival. We have a bunch of dinim, and we have to mevayer one by one. Okay, we all see over here that after we see that you're supposed to set the table nicely, have the house nice, we make Kiddush Shabbos day. Over here, the mechaber only mentions the Berei Pria Goffin, which is the Iker Kiddush. The Mishnah Berurah mentions other things that some people have annoyed to say. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Yes. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Some have the midag to go ahead and start from Vishomu Bnei Yisrael. Oh, Zachoris Yom HaShabbat Ad V'Kadoshehu. Okay? Or from Zachoris Yom HaShabbat Ad V'Kadoshehu. V'yesh Mi'amon Shepotchim Yalkein Beirach. Many people start from Alkein Beirach. He mentions three different minagim over here. Vishomru, start from Zachor, and some people start from Alkein Beirach. However, that he says v'shalokedenu, that is incorrect to start for Alkein Beirach. The kol psukud lo paska moshe anu lo paskinan, because Alkein Beirach is in the middle of a pasuk, and we have a halacha. They don't start in the middle of a pasuk. You don't cut psukim in half, and therefore he says it's not correct to go ahead and start from Alkein Beirach, even though many have the minhag to do. The Aruch HaShulchan is miyashiv the minhag. The Aruch HaShulchan is miyashiv the minhag, but the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchos HaPerek Nun. Halacha Yod, paskins like the Mishnah Berurah over here, not to go ahead and split up the pasuk. Okay? So, therefore, if one's father does it, you don't say anything, that's for sure. If you want to do it, what you can do is, as you could say the whole pasuk before, Alkein, you can say that to yourself, and then go directly into Alkein in order not to split up the pasuk. That's how one could be machmer for the Shita of the Mishnah Berurah, not to split up Alkein. But one is Yotzi, Borei Pri HaGafen is the Iker Din of this Kiddush, and one is Yotzi just by saying Borei Pri HaGafen. Now the Grizz, the Rav Mibris, the Brisker Rav, comes and he learns out from over here, since over here there's no real Kiddush Shabbos morning. Friday night we have the whole bracha of Yom HaShivu, which is not the bigger part of Kiddush, and you have the whole bracha of Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh Shabbos. There's something to Kiddush. And therefore, says the Brisker Rav, Iker D'Din, if one does not drink from the Kiddush Friday night, he's Yotzei Kiddush. But says the Brisker Rav, Shabbos day, since the whole Kiddush is only Berei Pri HaGafen, you must drink from the Kiddush wine or you're not Yotzei. That's the Chumrah of the Briskers. Rav Shlomo Zalman disagrees, though. Quoted in Shmir Shabbos Kelchus, once again, in Perek Nun, he is make over, he holds you are a Yotzei Kiddush, even if you don't drink from the Kiddush wine. Once again, you get Kosho Bracha, so therefore, it's a good idea to drink from the Kiddush wine, but you are Yotzei Kiddush, even if you do not even taste, you don't drink anything from the Kiddush wine. Okay, now, to the Jinnim over here, then the Mechaber goes on over here, and talks about what one is not allowed to eat, once the chiyuv of kiddush has come in. So this gets a little complicated, you have to understand. Generally, chelik aleph, we talk about in general, one is not allowed to eat before davening. One is not allowed to eat before davening, but he's allowed to drink water, coffee, tea, those things are going to be mutter before davening. So the Mechaber is pointing out over here that anything you're allowed to have before davening during the chol, you're allowed to have before davening also on Shabbos, because the chiyuv of kiddush does not come in until you're ready for Suda Shabbos. Suda Shabbos only starts after you have davened. Okay, so Rav Poskim hold only after you have davened Shacharis, then you have a chiyuv of kiddush at that point. Once the chiyuv of kiddush comes in, you no longer could have what is mutter to have before davening. At that point, it's us to drink water, coffee, tea, nothing. You're not allowed to have anything until you have made kiddush. So Me'ikr to Din, once you said Shmona Esrei of Shacharis, you can't go out and get a drink. You're not allowed to have a drink at that point because you have a chiyuv of kiddush until you make kiddush. Okay, and you need kiddush b'makom suda. So before that, point, you are allowed to. Okay? That's Mi'ikr to Dinah. Okay? But then, if you look, it's Mefarish, the Mishnah Berurah, Simon Pei Tes, you can look over there, he talks about Shabbos over there also, that you're not allowed once the Chiyuv of Kiddush comes in. So there's a little bit of complicated Bir Halacha over here, because the Bir Halacha, something happened to send me the Shaila a couple days ago, it's up to what we were up to here. Bir Halacha says over here, in Dimas Chol Kiddush, this is the case. What if someone has to eat before davening for health purposes? Look at the doctor says he must eat. When he wakes up, he must eat before davening. Says the Bir Halacha, umishahutter lo la'echov lishtos kodem hatfilo, kegon shu l'refuah. Okay, someone who has a heter to eat and drink before davening, like l'refuah, we're not talking about water, coffee, and tea where everyone is. Someone has a special heter to eat before davening, because it's for refuah purposes. Uklausim and pay tesiv gimel, says the Bir Halacha, pashut titzarech l'kadesh mitchilo. At that point, he has a chiyuv of kiddush. He has to say kiddush before you. What's going on over here? We just said the chiyuv of kiddush does not start. So what's going on over here is, if one is required to eat before davening, which generally is asur, so therefore, now he has a suda in front of him. He has to make kiddush and before actually eating. However, both in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa and Moreinu Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Saul points it out over here, it's usually a davar pasha. When someone has to eat before davening, generally people do not have to have a hil suda before davening. He says over here, Shemati mi Advarza, Dal Pi Rov, Einu Tzarech Lechol, Kazayis Bikdei Achilas Pras, by rove, by the majority, the person does not have to eat a whole kezayis b'kdei achilas pras in order to be yotzei his refuah purposes. Okay? In Cain, if he could eat less than a kezayis b'kdei achilas pras, doesn't mean to eat less than a kezayis. It means eat pachos b'kezayis, wait a few minutes, and then eat another pachos b'kezayis, then he could have been sorry, he could eat enough that he could take his medications, wherever it might be, and then he would not have a chiyuv of kiddush because he's not having an amount that would require kiddush at that point, and then he could be like everyone else and have the chiyuv of kiddush start only after shacharis. It sounds like that's what the Shmir Shabbos and Rav Saul would say, is the lechatchila chiyuv do. If a person has to have a whole suda for whatever reason, for full purposes, he must have a whole meal, and Elchanami, he would be required in kiddush at that point. Whenever your chiyuv of suda starts, that's when the chiyuv of kiddush starts. I believe that's the pshat over here in the Be'er Lach, in order that not a steer between simin reish peites and simin peites from simin alf. Okay, now with that gets us into is the shiloh of what about women? When does a woman's chiyuv of kiddush then come in? So therefore, it depends. It depends on the woman's minah. If a woman daven shacharis every day, okay, she knows like to daven shacharis every day, like the Mishnah Berurah says that one should do, so therefore, she's going to be just like a man. Her chiyuv of kiddush is only going to start after she davens shacharis. Okay, after she davens shacharis, she would have her chiyuv of kiddush. She could eat, she could have a cup of water, coffee, tea, before davening just like a man. Okay, and if not, then if she's pregnant, or things like that, where many pregnant women have to eat right when they wake up, or else they get extremely, extremely nauseous. So then the dinner will be over here. If she needs to eat a kezayis v'dei achilas pras, so then she say kiddush. Her chiyuv of kiddush would start before it. If it's going to be, if she could have less than that, so her chiyuv would be after davening Shmona Esrei. If a woman is not knowing to daven Shmona Esrei, she, whatever reason, she doesn't daven Shmona Esrei, at least chakras every day, her chiyuv of kiddush is going to start right after whatever she does. She says Berachas Torah, or she does some type of bakasha to be yotzi, the minimal chiyuv of tefillah. So therefore, her chiyuv of kiddush would start at that point. A woman has to know where her din applies, when her chiyuv. Because if you say kiddush before your chiyuv starts, you're not really yotzei kiddush then, because it's not the zman of kiddush. Points out the Mishnah Berurah over here, Siv Katan Hey, he says over here, V'yisod after getting, say she had a katan berokeach, so found in the Rishonim, Acher she'achlu kol tzorchan, after you have eaten, yesh mizamin zmiras v'shevach l'kadosh baruch. There are those who medek to sing zmiras Shabbos. Spot down over here in the Mishnah Berurah. And he also says it, Tov Yilmo Torah Mixas Kodem Achila. It's also good to learn a little bit before the Achila. I think Rav Tzaddok just told me the Lashon of the Zohar, very interestingly. Okay, we all know you're supposed to speak a little bit of Torah at the table. The Pirkei Avos talks about it. He says over here, that the Lashon of the Zohar is, Ain Birkas HaMazon unless there's Torah at the table. You're not allowed to say Birkas HaMazon unless there is Divrei Torah at the table. There should be some Divrei Torah at the table, and not just the gossip and talking about what the rabbi did wrong that week, like the minhag in many places is. Let's see and finish off the Simon Siv base. B'makom she'ein yayin motz, in a place where you do not have wine to make kiddush. If you do not have wine, once again, the best thing is wine or grape juice to make kiddush on. That's a davar pashut. If it's not matzli, or it's extremely expensive, and therefore it's hard to get, so then you can make it on what we call chamer medina. We're not going to get into all the lachas of chamer medina. We talked about it before. We'll talk about it again when we get to Hilchos Avdala. Okay? You're allowed to make kiddush on chamer medina. Vim ein lo sheikhar ushamash, you don't have wine, and you don't even have chamer medina. Ochel below kiddush, you still have Suda Shabbos. You don't not have Suda Shabbos if you don't have kiddush. The Mishnah Berurah points out, in this case, if called yud, perish, because sheyesh lo pas. If you have bread, even if you only have a slice of bread, and not whole bread, omer amotzi alpas, you still should say amotzi on bread. Suppose you should not eat anything. Until then, you should have amotzi in this case. So for, obviously wine, that is the best. If not, then you go, Friday night, we say if you don't have wine, you do kiddush on bread. Shabbos day, if you don't have wine, you make kiddush on chamer medina. We mentioned before, in terms of the minhag of people making kiddush on schnapps, it's ma'od, ma'od lo pashut. Okay, ma'od, ma'od lo pashut is because a shot glass of whiskey is not the correct shear for kiddush. Even though there's a taz in Hilchos Brachos that some wanted to be samechan, The Pashtus is not like that. If you look at Rov, Ruvud, the Ruvud Posen, they're very not excited about that. If you want to make Kiddush on Schnapps, really you need a cup that holds the Ravias of it and drink at least a Malo Lugmav in order to be Yotze. You can be Yotze with beer also. Adkan for today.